Hello, welcome. Thank you for checking out the bclarkart.com podcast. Just another day in Oz, aka this crazy world sometimes. Today's podcast is going to be short. It's going to be real short. We got nail art that is currently picking up popularity on Instagram. A lot of people getting into nail art. Nail fashion, ladybug, nail art, you know, this is another trend to keep an eye on, along with NFTs. Got a lot of, different trends that come and go. Right now, I'm working on a rose painting, which is... I'm not liking the way it's starting to look or go, so I'm gonna be adding my own kind of, I'm laying the base layer now, just kind of a general idea of where I want to go with it, but I want to do this painting with my own style, kind of just start getting into my own style and embracing that and being okay with doing things in my own style when it comes to art, because a lot of times, like, I find that you get bored, and then on top of that, like, you know, you want to do something that's fun and unique and, you know, true to yourself and true to just, you know, what type of art that you like to do. Otherwise, it begins to become tedious and boring and lack of energy and lack of, you know, just a lack of things. And you want to be able to have fun with what you're doing, because art is a very creative endeavor. It's a very challenging endeavor to pursue. And, you know, you want to have something to say, well, how do people recognize that that's your art? You know, and one way is that people recognizing it is you making sure that you, I guess, not making sure, but just, you know, bring some type of, different type of spice to the situation. Bringing that rarity, bringing that uniqueness, bringing that exciting thing to the marketplace. Some of the most, you know, memorable art that I can remember, the artist was kind of drawing in their own type of way, their own type of style. So, like, creating your own art style is pretty much the topic of this podcast. You know, just staying true to your, it's really simple. It's just basically staying true to yourself and just kind of whatever gets you excited to make art, you know, doing that. And recognizing what tools you like to work with. My thing that I like the most and it's the most exciting to me is the PVC cards. So I kind of work with those cards and sketch and draw and do all that fun stuff so I can create artwork from another world. It's something that's interesting and unique and, you know, fun to do, and that's the type of art that kind of fulfills me. And it's just fun to, it just looks a lot different than working with traditional paintbrushes, you know, which are okay. If I had to work with something traditional, I would say pencil and ink are my favorite, some of my favorites to work with. Realism is a little bit easier to me with pencils and ink. I'm still working on the realism aspects of my art. My recent sketch was like one of the more realistic ones that I've done, and I feel as if it's, you know, something that's I have to be patient with, because it's definitely not easy to draw a sketch from realism. You know, too many times it's these things that can go wrong with anything, especially when you're dealing with erasers. You know, like I said in my last podcast, erasers are kind of, they're supposed to be able to help you or get rid of mistakes, but if you don't keep them clean and you go back over an area that you already completed or you're about to complete, you can ruin a whole, you know, drawing, sketch. So it's really brutal sometimes. Like, art is so brutal and can leave you in this state of, man, I don't think this is for me, you know. So I guess that's where, you know, I kind of like the idea of making art that is actually from another world, you know. That's my kind of motto, is artwork from another world. So, you know, you've seen a flower, I draw an alien flower, something you've never seen before. It's just futuristic and artistic. You know, that is the goal. And so I am enjoying this process and learning kind of like where and what, kind of learning like where and what I want to make. So, you know, that's the important thing, is staying true to yourself and not getting too high or low, but just kind of like making something that is actually worth your time and is actually, you're not going to get bored with it. You know, I have my energies, I get bored very easily, so if I don't do something that's exciting and that I enjoy and that I, you know, I can be free, I have to kind of be free in everything that I do, you know, especially when it comes to art, because I'll get bored with it. So I'm going to try to give myself the, you know, this next piece is for my grandmother, so I'm going to try to give myself a lot of leeway to give my energy, which is freedom and, you know, and high energy. Like, I'm going to give all that into this painting and just, you know, put something in the, in that art. Like, you're going to see that abstractedness in the, you know, detail, and you're going to see it, you know, in my style when I complete this next piece. So definitely stay on the lookout for that. The I Have Kratos collection is alive and well. A lot of new products, face masks, things like that, for the I Have Kratos collection at bclarkart.com. And I'll be back for more tomorrow.